Okay, yes. The woman right behind the pillar there.
Are you writing a piece on this? Who's writing books on it? Are you going to get a story in the New York Times so that people can come out and get an
album? It already has.
No, I'm not writing my thesis on this. There have been government-sponsored studies, two of which have been released, the Iraqi Respectus Project in 2006, and just recently a study on Saddam's understanding of the events surrounding the invasion of Kuwait and Desert Storm that just came out about 2 weeks ago. The other question on who else is working on it, well, really nobody now other than government analysts, because it's been in a government-only database. The point of the project is to make that database available, so I'm hoping there'll be hundreds of starving PhD wannabes lined up to start doing further work on it. The documents are image files of original documents. The original documents are still in theater. And under international law, they belong to the Iraqis, and they will eventually go back to the Iraqis, just like the German documents, Japanese documents, and, believe it or not, even the Philippine insurrection documents went back to the Philippine Islands. So that's kind of the nature of the record. We're dealing with image files of originals. And the translation depends on how you define translation, but somewhere between 20 and 60% have been translated. But that's more complicated because it's, some are full, some are partial, some are gist, and it's a mismatch of answers to that one.
Yes?